This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted. We praise Him, we seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our sins and the evils within ourselves. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no misguidance for him. And whomever He rightfully causes to be led astray, there is no guidance for him. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the noble Quran what is translated as, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah as He deserves, and do not die except in a state of worship, a state of submission. You who believe, be conscious of Allah, and let every soul reflect on what you have sent ahead for tomorrow, for your afterlife, for the day of resurrection. And be conscious of Allah, verily Allah is aware of all that you do. Alhamdulillah that we were given life to make it to the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that we were given life to make it to the last 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan. And Alhamdulillah that we have made it to this day, now the 29th day of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and keep us amongst the grateful, ash-shakirin, and amongst those who are consistent, and amongst those who are accepted, al-maqbooleen, Allahumma ameen. Part of the transition from the end of Ramadan to the rest of the year, this important link, this important transition, is the question of acceptance, qubool. Were we accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what are some signs as we finish this last day and a half and we strive even more, put in even more effort, the time is not yet over. What are some signs that a person's Ramadan is truly accepted? In one of the most unique times in all of history, having faced this unprecedented Ramadan, we want to know as we transition out of this blessed month that our deeds are accepted. And in order to answer this question, I want to take us back 1,430 years ago. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's last moments before he departed from this world. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the 11th year after the hijrah, as he began falling ill, and as his illness intensified, and he started showing signs and mentioning things that would indicate this was his last time or last phase in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, it was known that during the last year, Jibreel alayhi salam reviewed the Quran with him twice. Usually it was once per year, every Ramadan. Another of these signs was the famous statement when the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has given a slave of his a choice. The choice between this world and what is with Allah, what is with him. And the slave chose what is with him. And Abu Bakr began to cry, and he was the only companion in the gathering who understood what it meant. It was referring to the Prophet ﷺ and his final moments. His statement to Fatima radiallahu anha, his statement to Fatima that he would depart soon from this world. And as his sickness intensified and he began fainting, alayhi salatu wasalam, approximately 9 days before he passed away, the final ayah, The entire Quran, all of it came to fruition with the final ayah, meaning what? To completion with this final verse. Ayah 281 of Surah Al-Baqarah, a powerful verse that basically summarizes the rest of the message. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear the day in which you shall indeed return to Allah. Be conscious of that day. Prepare for that day. Every soul will be given what it deserves, what you earned, what you worked for. And no one will be treated with injustice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped praying with the community at this point and asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead. And the first sign of his leadership, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that was to come in this final moment that we're getting at. One of the last advices from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-salah, as-salah, the prayer, maintain your prayer, maintain your prayer. The one who maintains their prayer, as we know from an authentic hadith, is guaranteed protection from Allah in the next life. The one who does not maintain their prayer does not have a guarantee. And on the final day, on a Monday, the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sweating and going through the pangs and pains of death. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sweating and he is in the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha, he would say over and over and over again, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti la sakarat. There is no God but Allah. Truly there are pains for the experience of death. And then he repeated the final statements, the final passage, Ma'a alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyina was-siddiqina wash-shuhada'i was-salihin. Allahumma ighfirli warhamni وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى اللَّهُمَّ الرَّفِيقَ الْأَعْلَى. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat the statement over and over again with those who are blessed by Allah from the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And then he made a dua, Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. I choose to be with the exalted companions, meaning to go back to Allah. I choose the exalted companions, Oh Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lifting his finger, repeating these words, and he took his final breath, ending on these words, passing away in the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha, and she began to cry, and she said, "Mata Rasulullah, Mata Rasulullah." And the people heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and here defined the darkest day for Medina and the darkest day for the Ummah, the most challenging time for the Sahaba, hearing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was no longer with them. How did they respond? How did they react? Some began to cry. Some began to make dua. Others were in denial. There is no way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us. There's no way he left. There's no way he passed away. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refusing to accept because of how difficult it was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had died. Abu Bakr heard the news, came quickly back to the masjid. And he walked straight into where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu uncovered the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made dua for him. You are more valuable, more precious to me than my mother and my father, Ya Rasulullah. And then he said, you have tasted the death that Allah decreed for you. There is no death after this. He kissed his forehead and then he walked back out to the people. And this was a defining moment in Islamic history. Because when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked out, people were in panic. People did not know how to deal with this challenging moment. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, his voice was loud. And when Abu Bakr tried to silence him so he could speak, Umar refused. So Abu Bakr walked to a different area of the masjid and the people followed him. And when the people followed him and he began to speak, people listened. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then said the famous words. He said, O people, ayyuhan nas, من كان منكم يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. Whoever amongst you used to worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that he has indeed died. And whoever used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah is ever living and will never die. And don't misunderstand this. The Sahaba were not worshipping the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people were not worshipping the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. But the way they were responding with their actions was as though this is the reason they were worshipping. It is as though they were only worshipping because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm referring to the people who were basically turning away. And this happened after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is reminding them, you are not worshipping only because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was here. You are worshipping Allah, and Allah is always here. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. And then he recited the ayah from Surah Ali Imran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. To the end of the ayah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is simply a messenger amongst you like the messengers that came before. If he dies or he's killed, are you going to turn on your heels? Meaning, are you going to turn away from the truth? Are you going to lose your direction and your purpose? And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu finally said, it was as though I heard this ayah for the first time. Even though he recited it many times before, he said, and I fell on my knees, finally accepting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. And we say on this note, and this is the link with why we went back to the question of qubul, acceptance in Ramadan, that whoever amongst us worshipped Allah only because of Ramadan and increased their worship only due to Ramadan, then know that Ramadan is leaving and will leave. And whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever living, always there, throughout the year, throughout your life, in every place, in every time. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that people are worshipping only because of Ramadan. But don't make it a habit to turn to Allah in Ramadan and to turn away from Him afterwards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us consistent. One of the signs of qubul in Ramadan is that you take something from it. And a beautiful point to demonstrate this is a hadith from At-Tirmidhi, in which Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about an ayah, for the interpretation of an ayah. This is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. And those who, whatever good they do, they still have fear. They are fearful of dying and returning to Allah, returning to their Lord. Now these are people who are doing good deeds, but still their hearts, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, they have some fear. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, that they are going to return to their Lord. So she asked Aisha radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, are these the people who drink alcohol and steal? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, no, O daughter of As-Siddiq, these are the people who used to fast and pray and give in charity, but they feared that these deeds will not be accepted from them. So they used to do even more good and used to excel beyond other people. And this is the continuation found in the tafsir for in the next ayah. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. They used to excel in their good deeds and they are racing ahead of other people. One of the causes of people doing good throughout the year and throughout their lives must be an element of fear. And this is the type of fear that does not paralyze someone. It does not cause anxiety where you stop doing any good. The believer is always in a state between ar-raja, hope, and fear. And if that balance is perfect, if there's equilibrium in your understanding of the concept of acceptance, then we're always worried, I don't know if my deeds are accepted, but imanan wa ihtisaban, we worship Allah with optimism, with hope that my deeds are accepted, but we're in this state where we are unsure, was it accepted or not? Let me do extra good. Let me remain consistent so that I'm guaranteed that my deeds will be accepted. Because the one who is consistent and sincere and God conscious is amongst those who are classified as al-muttaqin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about al-muttaqin, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts from those who are God-conscious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst al-muttaqin and allow us to be amongst al-maqbuleen, those who are accepted in all of our deeds. So in other words, to take from Ramadan throughout the rest of the year and to have a worry, a small fear that motivates you and makes you productive, was I accepted or not? That element of fear, so long as it does not paralyze you and you have hope as well, will cause you, inshallah, to remain consistent and to be classified amongst al-maqbuleen. The fear of not being accepted leads to consistent good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. So this is a proof that this is actually a good trait to have. I'm worried, were my deeds in Ramadan accepted or not? And if they were not accepted, what do we have? What is left? We ask Allah to accept from us. After this month, we want to revisit and have a strong habit with the things that we found ourselves increasing in. Of salah, improve your salah. If you were not praying qiyam the entire year, at least begin praying 2 rak'ahs, 4 rak'ahs before you sleep. The same way you are able to pray taraweeh throughout Ramadan. Pray something consistent. If you are not fasting the entire year, fast 3 days of every month. This was an advice given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you found yourself only giving sadaqah in Ramadan, increase your sadaqah throughout the year. If you found yourself increasing in knowledge during this COVID era, listening to a lot of lectures and reminders online and having access to too many scholars and masajid around the world, then find yourself, inshallah, with a consistent habit right after Ramadan. Race to it, don't wait. Race to good deeds immediately after Ramadan so that you are amongst the accepted. Quran and dua, make sure you have a strong relationship with the Quran, the speech of Allah, and with dua. So many people made so much dua during these last 10 nights and even tonight, inshallah. We still have one more night. So many people made so much passionate dua for forgiveness, for guidance, for improvement, for blessings, for success, for happiness, for relief, for shifa, for a cure, for relief for the entire ummah, for protection and relief for our brothers and sisters. Keep your dua consistent throughout the year. Take that strong habit of dua, salatul witr, if it is not consistent for you, make it consistent until the day you return to Allah. So again, number one is the element of fear will cause us to remain consistent. Number two, choose specific habits that you pursue in Ramadan and follow through with them immediately. The more you do, the more you excel, the more likely you are to be amongst as-sabiqoon, those who race ahead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about as-sabiqoon, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are closer to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And finally, number three, recognize and reflect on how, despite the fact that masajid are closed around the world, still our ummah adjusted and adapted, alhamdulillah, for the flexibility of this religion, alhamdulillah, for the flexibility of Islam. We were able to adjust and to adapt, to have people learn how to pray qiyam for the first time in their own homes. People pray taraweeh for the first time in their homes. People learn how to adjust and fast Ramadan from within their homes and not necessarily in the masajid. This was a positive thing. If you saw yourself and you observed other people doing more in the month of Ramadan during this type of challenge, this type of dark time, this type of trial and tribulation, then it is a proof that you can do more any time of the year. If you can do this in the month of Ramadan, in this era, in a COVID era, you can do it any time of the year. You can improve and give this atmosphere of Ramadan within your home in the month and the day right after Ramadan. And we ask Allah to keep us consistent upon that. Religious responsibility was the one exemplified by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed and people did not know what to do. Religious responsibility is something we all have. Religious responsibility is for you to take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and then to apply it in the correct manner in every time and place. في كل زمان ومكان. In every time and place, to take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed and to act upon it and apply it in a type of leadership fashion. And this is with one's family, individually, if you live alone, even by yourself, with your community online and offline, to exemplify this. The ummah experience, its darkest day when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world. It was the darkest day for the ummah. However, the loss of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was followed up by what? By the leadership of the companions that were raised and cultivated in terms of their personalities, their understanding of the religion. They were cultivated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a result, they took their consistent good deeds like Abu Bakr and Umar and others. Long after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world. As a result, what happened to the ummah due to this consistency in leadership, individually and as a community, individually within your home, as a family, and of course at the national and international level, what happened to the ummah? What happened to the folds of Islam in terms of the bounds of where Muslims were? 50 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam spread east, north, south, and west. 100 years, it spread even further. 500 years later, the most advanced civilizations in the world, this is around year 1000, were the Islamic cities. And this is something that even non-Muslim historians attested to, reaching, you know, what they refer to as the golden ages of civilization. And then fast forward 1500 years. So we're not there yet. 1500 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his final words, our ummah will be the largest religious body in the world in less than 3 decades. Wallahu alam. And the reason we bring this up is not to focus on quantity, but quality. Who are the people who led this ummah forward, who allowed La ilaha illallah to spread? They had the proper understanding of leadership, the proper understanding of the religion, and they took from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he departed, and they acted upon it consistently after he departed. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is always there. And the religion of Islam is there until the end of times. Ramadan is 1 month out of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you the entire year. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gratitude. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in consistency. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincerity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us sincere, consistent, and accepted. Allahumma ameen. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الْحَيُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He is the ever-living. There is no God but Him. فَدُعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Worship Him sincerely alone in this religion. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah to forgive us for all of our sins, the major and the minor, the past, present, and future. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins that are public and the sins that are private, the sins that we remember and the sins that we forgot. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and His blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and all of his companions and those who follow him until the end of times. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, we have less than a day and a half left of this precious, precious month. Take advantage. While many people will become distracted with thoughts of Eid, focus in these last moments. Take advantage of tonight as well. Focus and make more dua. Focus on your plan to transition out of Ramadan. And then as soon as Ramadan ends, hit the ground running with your deeds so that you are amongst those who are accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Raise to do good after Ramadan as well. There is always a dip after Ramadan. Let us not be from amongst those who dip in that time. If the ummah can strive and come back and increase and improve and spread across the world, meaning in terms of numbers and quantity and in terms of quality all around the world, if the ummah can continue to persevere after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the most difficult time for the ummah, we can persevere at any time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us consistent and to accept from us. And we ask Allah to grant us many more years to experience many more Ramadans. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to make us amongst those who are resurrected with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our loved ones in the highest levels of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ighfir li walidina wa li walidi walidina. Allahumma ya muqallib al qulubi wal absar, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اختم لنا شهر رمضان برضوانك والعتق من نيرانك واجعل مآلنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم أعد علينا رمضان سنين عديدة وأزمنة مديدة واجعلنا اللهم فيه من المقبولين اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين اللهم انصر عبادك الصالحين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان في كل مكان في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسجونين اللهم فرج الكرب عن المكروبين واقض الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة.